This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Now, Dick Wynn is the State Planning Minister and, as I said, also the Member for Richmond. Good morning, Dick. How are you?
Good morning to you, Macca. I'm sitting outside of Collingwood College here in Hoddle Street, about to announce an $8 million reinvestment in basketball here at this beautiful facility.
Wow. That must make you feel good to be, you know, because that's in the area that you represent. But, I mean, that's a fantastic initiative for the area.
Well, I'll tell you what's fantastic about it. As you know well, the Collingwood College is in fact located right next door to the Collingwood High-Rise Estate.
Yep.
This is a really unique partnership between the Collingwood Basketball Association and Collingwood College, because there are more than 1,200 families that are now associated with basketball here. And what's fantastic about it is it crosses all areas of our community, from, you know, very wealthy people who live in our area through to people who are, you know, obviously hard in the high rise. And what's really fantastic is that it has had an enormous engagement of Sudanese young people. And because, as we know, there have been some significant issues with our Sudanese community, and to be able to offer an opportunity for these young people to engage, obviously, in healthy sport, but also in the discipline of sport, and really strong engagement also with the school and training and opportunities for jobs. It's a wonderful success story.
It is. One thing, Dick, in the state budget, were there any particular initiatives you'd like to talk about for our community? I've also got a couple of questions about planning, but let's quickly talk about the budget and initiatives for the LGBTI community.
Well, let's talk about it in a more generic sense first, because, I mean, there are a couple of huge, big items, and the Royal Commission into Family Violence, of course, affects us all. And the commitment of this government, Macca, of $1.9 billion, I mean, it's a figure you just kind of can't get your head around, $1.9 billion to implement every recommendation from the Royal Commission into Family Violence, I think is extraordinary and really a showstopper. And just to put that in context for you, that's more than every state in the Commonwealth in Australia has spent.
Wow!
It really speaks to the incredible commitment of Daniel Andrews. I remember when we were in opposition at our state conference at Moonee Valley Racecourse, where, you know, it's, you know, pretty rough and tumble sort of affair, where Daniel got up to make his speech, and the first thing he said was that a Labor government was going to be tackling family violence, and that you could not hear a pin drop as he gave this extraordinary and emotional speech. And, you know, big, beefy construction workers were there, and they were crying in the back of the room. And you just go, "Oh, this is something. I witnessed something incredibly special." And then, of course, coming to government and committing this extraordinary amount of money to what is really a surge right across our community, I think is certainly one of the highlights of the budget. But I guess to go specifically to some LGBTI issues, I'm very wealthy on Martin Foley, and I want to make that very clear to your listeners, because he's pinched the Victoria's first Pride Centre,
yep,
which is a disgrace.
Why? Why is no, it no, just great?
I think Dick wanted to announce it.
No, Macca. I wanted it on our side of the river.
Exactly, yes. So, north side and south
side. North side. I mean, cut it out. I mean, the LGBTI community, the business is done on the north side. Is that a fact or not?
It is, yes.
You're both making this up now.
So 15 million towards the establishment, and that's fantastic, of Victoria's First Pride Centre. We've also got in the order of 4 million for community grants, which is great, as you. That's obviously something that I know the community will pick up. And 2.5 million for initiatives to combat homophobia and transphobia. And as we know, that continues to be a significant challenge in the community.
It has been. I just want to quickly... Doc leases from Ballarat, and I mean, I'm particularly interested in planning, and we were discussing before the show how important planning is, but, you know, issues about how, you know, if you're going to decentralise, for example, to some regional areas, and I know the government's talking about this, as planning minister, you know, you're not just responsible for, you know, Melbourne and the suburbs, you know, it's for, you know, Benalla, it's for, you know, so Ballarat, there are planning issues all across the state, and Lisa had a couple of questions for you, Dick.
Sure.
Good morning.
Hi there.
Hi.
Good morning to you.
I'm
beautiful, beautiful Ballarat.
Yes, fabulous Ballarat. Now, your premier, our premier, Daniel Andrews, was up this week announcing a range of initiatives to do with our planning, in particular to do with the rail and decentralisation of jobs in the public service, and recognising that the public service is actually the state public service and not Melbourne's, by leading that kind of decentralisation, not wanting it to be to end up like Barnaby Joyce's current mess in Armidale. I wonder what kind of planning and support you see going around that kind of venture with the regions here in Victoria.
It's an excellent question, because it goes to the heart of population. So the latest population figures suggest that the data suggests that we exceeded what we thought were the predictions for population coming into Victoria. So we've got in the last year 127,500 people came to call Victoria home. Now that's a record number. We expect that within the next 10 to 15 years that we are going to have to, that we will outstrip Sydney as the major population centre for Australia.
That's
a phenomenal. No, we haven't. We haven't. But the challenge for government is how are we going to manage this extraordinary population growth?
Exactly.
And you've really hit the nail on the head. So we released our strategic planning document called Plan Melbourne, which really speaks to how we're going to manage population right through to 2050. And our regions have got a really significant role to play. Bendigo, Ballarat, Geelong, Latrobe Valley. I'll just give you a little snapshot. So in Bendigo, for instance, I'm told by planners in Bendigo that there are more people travelling on the train to Bendigo every morning than leaving Bendigo to come to Melbourne. So what that's about has been a strategic investment by the government, particularly in the health area, and the clustering of private investment around that has meant significant job growth in Bendigo. The second element of that in Bendigo, and indeed Ballarat as well, is that the councils have said, we're up for growth, but we're up for growth within an established urban growth boundary, because you don't want to get into that conflict between residential and agricultural land, as I'm sure you know very well, where agriculture, you know, the right to farm is a very significant part of planning for our state. So we want to make sure that there are appropriate buffers between residential development and farming communities. And the third element of it is for the first time, we're now seeing in both of our regional cities, and Bendigo and Ballarat are examples of this, you're getting medium-density housing being built.
Absolutely. That's been a very big issue, particularly for heritage towns like Bendigo and Ballarat. And one of the issues too in the region is not just connection to Melbourne, but connection between the regional cities, which has been a big issue for our rail in particular.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've seen a very significant rollout of the regional rail program, which Jacinta Allen has really led on behalf of the government. But
yeah,
the other element, as I'm sure you know, is significant bus connections between towns as well.
We want rail. We don't want buses. Anyway, thank you very much.
You've got to have both.
Yeah.
You do have to have a bit of both. Yes.
Now, we've run out of time, Dick, unfortunately, but it has been too long since we had you on. We're going to have you on a bit more regularly because planning is an issue that concerns us all, and I know it's one that you're really passionate about. Good luck with your little gig this morning.
Collingwood basketball today.
And
I look forward to coming in and seeing you again.
Sounds good. You have a good day, Dick, and thank you.
For listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.